is Mary and with me is Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Mary.
And I'm so glad that we are back and we have come up with a wonderful topic again.
So yes, Hannah, the very starting talk we just spoke about managing our times. During these downtimes, how do we manage our time? Because managing our time well doesn't mean that we are squeezing a lot more into our day. It's about simplifying the way we work and working more effectively, raising the stress. Because we all know we are staying home. We have to concentrate on a lot of concentration on multiple things.
Yes.
So how do you simplify your work and how do you keep your outcome effective and decrease your stress?
Time management is very important, especially during lockdown. And now because of the pandemic, most of us are working from home. And this has become kind of a normal for everybody. And for some, it may be the first time experiencing. And for me, it's the first time experiencing working from home. And it comes with its advantages. It comes with its disadvantages and challenges. So we need to face everything head on. And but I must say one thing is that working from home, you save a lot of time commuting. Also, sometimes at home, we tend to take things very easily. And I'm sharing from my experience, like your bed becomes your desk. Okay, you're very relaxed. You're not in your formal clothes. And but you're still continuing to do work. So the whole environment, the whole scenario has changed. But as we're talking today, it is very important that we do maintain a proper time schedule. We have to prioritize what is important. Otherwise, we'll miss out on things.
However, yes, Hannah, we have so many things to do in a day and at a time sometimes. If our mind is trying to remember all of the things that we have to do, there are chances that we can't focus so well on things that we have to do and we tend to mess up and end up forgetting doing or completing something which is very crucial. So to free our minds, it's better you put everything on a piece of paper, do a brain dump, empty your brain from the things that you have to do so that your brain will have some visuality. So give some space to your brain to strategize in a wise manner. It can help you concentrate better on doing the task well.
Yes, to organize and to prioritize. You'll basically have a structure.
So to-do list is like a powerful tool. We work on it and strategize it correctly. And when we dump everything on a piece of paper or your diary or a notes that you follow while you're preparing the to-do, it's always beneficial that you rather put the verb so that it'll help you visualize the task. That increases the chance that we actually do.
Yes.
And one more thing, during the down times, at times we feel low, Hannah. Sometimes we get so confused what new work that has to be done because we are so used to the daily routines. So during those times, what do you think is the best thing that we can do to just break that routine and help us start with a new plan?
I think it's important to take in between break rather than just continuously doing work. Have a look around, breathe in some fresh air. Not just a 5 minute, maybe a longer break also can fit into the day. Do some small household chores. Time to mingle around with your family and then come back to your work. So instead of having a long, lengthy sessions of getting your work, official work done, just take in between breaks and get back to the work. And it's also important to keep track of time. Finding it is like days are going very fast. Just keep track of time. As you rightly mentioned, keeping a to-do list is very important. Take time to finish the task and complete it. And as you complete it, just put a tick mark. Now, if you finish everything and you're getting bored, and I think it's best that whatever hobbies you have, you like to indulge in that. You know, reading books, listening to music, maybe call a friend. Spend time texting someone, encouraging someone, or praying. Or you have so many things to do. So I think you can just keep yourself occupied and keep yourself positive and reinforce that you are doing something productive through the day.
Time is not wasted. Prepare a schedule of what you have to do. It need not be just your official work, but there are so many things that you can accomplish. The things that you've been postponing till now, just bring them all, which are important. You do not have to dig everything deep and then bring out something which is not usual, something which is not useful, even if you do. But think of what are the things that you have been postponing all these days. Mm. And first thing, rather than also focusing on these external factors, you also have to give some time for your mind, yourself, that you have to work on yourself. What are you? Why? What is the purpose behind you going through this? Then how do you have to build yourself up? What is the strategy that you're going to do? It can be a negative outcome. It can be a positive outcome tomorrow. Whatever it is, you have to strategize. So plan accordingly, rather than you getting into this mess and focusing too much on this uncertainty and feeding yourself with fear. This is the time that you stay calm and focus on yourself. You know, putting a lot of time or scheduling too much time on one task can be stressful. During that times, you have to make sure that you take breaks, as you mentioned. Yes. That's very important. So sometimes your projects can be too big that it gets expanding. So you have to take breaks and then you can again start with your next routine. So when they are planning this schedule, when they are planning this to-do list, it is always good to be realistic rather than being so anxious and so exciting about your preparing to-do. Sometimes we feel, you know, when I was preparing my to-do list, I feel so excited. Sometimes my planning goes unrealistic. Yeah. Did you ever feel there, Hannah?
Yes, yes. Because I don't know, I find that time goes so fast that my to-do list is always extending and not completing. So we have to be realistic. If we can accomplish only maybe two tasks or three tasks a day, this week, not more than that, because we really need to have a balance in life. When we used to go to work, we say work-life balance, but even at home, we have a balance. Then you have good, ample time, productive time with your family, and also you're able to accomplish all that you have planned, and your day is productive. At the end of the day, you're productive.
Absolutely. Be realistic when you're scheduling for each of the items on your to-do list. Not too much, but also not too little.
Yes.
That's important. Being realistic and planning your to-do list is very important. And one downfall. Can you say what is a downfall during work time, Zana? This is very
downfall.
Common.
Downfall is we take things too lightly. It's quite relaxing at home. So we tend to skip
procrastination.
A lot of things. Procrastination. Tend to skip a lot of things and push it under the rug and say we'll do it next, do it tomorrow, we'll do it tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes.
Absolutely. So, that was a great deal for me, you know, working on it. And there's one more downfall, which is very basic, that is continuously checking phone during the work hours.
It's a disruption.
Yes, definitely. It disrupts whole flow of our work.
Correct.
I think many of us can relate to it. But when it comes to this kind of distraction, we don't have to fight it and get frustrated too much. Sometimes we fail to, but it's always good, rather than fighting, we can moderate it. Set a timer that it gives alarm quickly and then you get back to your work again. So if it is very, very important work, then it is must and should that you put your phone or set your phone in airplane mode. So if you think that procrastination works more effective in your to-do, if it is a downfall for you, if you think that you're such type of a person, that these kind of things will help you. Now, how can we use the time more effective? When an individual feels that his or her time was effective, was productive?
The key, as we have been talking about, is it is not just doing a lot and trying to accomplish everything. Not possible.
Absolutely.
You are doing what is given to you in the time frame that you have. You are doing your best.
Yeah.
That gives out the best outcome in it.
And there are three things that crush all the productivity and effectiveness. Those things are comparing and criticizing, complaining. These are the three things which can literally lead to self-criticism and also the downfall of your work. An effective person will never admit to these three things.
Giving us just a structure which people can follow, not necessarily everybody will fit into the basic points or things like that, because each one is unique and each one has a way of doing things. For example, some of them may work better at night, some may work better during the morning, some work better during the noon. So each one has a different way of dealing with issues, but we are just giving an overall structure where people can, if you follow it, you'll get the best outcome, or you will be effective at the end of the day. I just want to mention that everyone is unique and has their way of doing things. It's more important that at the end of the day, you are satisfied with yourself. You're not dissatisfied. Don't go back to bed saying, I wish I could have done this. I wish I could have done this and complete. Let's not take regret. Following these points that we have already been talking about will help us actually be satisfied at the end of the day and say, okay, this lockdown period, I've not wasted my time. I've used it effectively. I've done what I wanted to do. And at the end of the day, you're happy. And others also are
absolutely
happy. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's also important to maintain a positive attitude through all this. You mentioned instead of grumbling and complaining, always looking at the downside of this, let's have a positive attitude that time is given to us. See, we need to realize that many people are not so privileged. They are in the hospitals because of this disease. But God has been gracious and given us time and health. So let's make use of it in a wise way and fulfill our responsibilities and duties and continue on. So let's maintain a positive attitude in your day-to-day life. Yeah. Let's be thankful.
Yeah.
Let's be grateful for all God has done in our lives and what we are enjoying. Okay, we may not be going out and doing things, but we have life. That's the greatest blessing. We have health. Yes. That's a great blessing.
Thank you so much, Shanna. And such a blessing that we are here today to help you and that we are sharing these tips and tricks with you that you'll implement in your life. And I hope you all use your time wisely. In case if you have more tips of time management, you can please share with us 2916364252164 or also you can email us to info@fibaonline.org.